Okay, Brachas Davav Yerushalmi, and we are on Hey Amid Beis, and today we talk also about the end of yesterday's Daf. Spoke about the distances of different items, but we'll continue with that. And again, remember, Maseches Brachas is Yerushalmi Shirim, are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman from Baltimore. Leila Nishmas, their parents, Reb Yehuda Bar Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Liba Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Bas Shabbas Reb Yamin Rubin. Okay, we are on Hey Amabe's third to last line. Tani, Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. The tree of life in Gan Eden, Mahalech Arp Chamesh Me'o Shana. The width of it was the amount of time it would have taken a person to walk for 500 years. Chamesh Me'o Shana, very wide tree. Again, literal, 500 is a number. There are a number of numbers that are used by Chazal to mean a lot. It's a little trickier to say that it's just a big number if they use it for calculations. 400 is a very common number, right? Rabbi Preda, 400 times he turned it over, but then it says that he turned it 400 other times and 800 altogether, right? 400 barrels of wine that turned to vinegar in the beginning of Maseches Brachas in the Bavli. So again, 400 is a number that's used also to mean a lot. But here it's 500, and it's used for math, but that's 500. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, lo sof davar nofo, and this doesn't mean the branch span, ela afilu karso, even the trunk. Even the trunk itself is very wide. The trunk, right? So one of the farshim says from the word kores, when you cut a tree, karas, you cut it. So that's how you know it's the trunk. Karso is a lashon to mean trunk, because that is a version of when you cut it. Again, what does that mean? 500, as we just saw, is a maybe the time it takes for the sun to go the whole distance throughout the day, and maybe that's somehow connected to the entire world, and the Eitz HaChaim is connected to the entire world, and that's 500. V'chol pilug mebreishis, and all of the waters that were created in mebreishis, the waters of Breishis, as we know, there are many rivers mentioned back in Breishis, mispalgim mitatav, they split from under the tree. They split from under the Eitz HaChaim. Umatam, and again, umatam, we had this three times already the past day, right? What, where do you know this from? Vaya keit shasol al palgemayim. Vaya, like a tree, like the tree that is planted, al palgemayim, right next to the splittings of the water. That's how, that's a reference to it. I once saw, I don't remember who said it, once saw an amazing thought related to Maisa Bracious about a Mishnah in Kalim. Yeah, this is one of those, you see this Mishnah in Kalim, you see many sources, and they don't seem so exciting, but then something fascinating. I think Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, I heard say this a couple of decades ago, then I saw it somewhere else. The Mishnah says in Kalim, Perek Yuzayin, Pasuk Mishnah Yudalid. A detail in Ilchas Kalim. What's Kalim about? It's all about Kalim. Says the Mishnah, V'yesh b'mashin nivra b'yom rishon tumah. Right? A Kalim that were created from materials that were made on day one, or tameh. If you have a kli that was made by something that was made on day one, you're tameh. What was made on day one? Earth, right? Aretz, klicheres. Klicheres comes from the ground. So that's why kalim that were made from materials that were created on Sunday can become tameh. It's an unusual way for the Mishnah to say it, but basheni ein bo tumah. Kalim that are made by materials that were made on day two cannot be tameh, because what was made on day two? The rakia, the shamayim. So if you have a kli that was made by something in heaven, it's not going to be tameh. Bashlishi, I don't know if that means if you make something from moon ground, I don't know. Bashlishi yesh bo tumah. Kalim from items that were created from material, created on day three, that would be tameh, because what's day three? What was created on day three? Right? Those were the trees and the grass, and if you make a wooden kli, it can become tameh. But if I make a kli from material created on Wednesday and Thursday, ain bam tumah, they cannot become tameh. Wednesday, right, that's what I was just saying, right, the sun and the moon and the stars, you make a kli from them, or you make a kli what was created on Thursday, the water, right, I've created from, or the ophos, right, nivru, briyas shamayim v'ophos, so there's no tumah there. Day six, a kli created from a bone of an animal, right? That can become tameh. So that's what the Mishnah says in an unusual way. So kalim that were created from materials that were created on Sunday and Tuesday and Friday, then you can't become tame. But kelim created from materials that come from items created on Monday and Wednesday, Monday and Wednesday and Thursday and Shabbos, right? Shabbos, something was created. They cannot become tame. Yom Kippur cannot fall out on Sunday, Tuesday, or Friday. The 3 days of kelim, of materials that can become tame, because Yom Kippur is not shy after any tumah. So that's why Yom Kippur, dafka, could only come out on the days that kelim, created from those materials that cannot become tame, that's Monday and Wednesday and Thursday and Shabbos, right? Those, all of those, you cannot have kelim that came from materials that became tame. Okay, fascinating. Perek Yuzayin, Pasuk Yudal, Mishnah Yudalid, relating to Maaseh Bereishis, which we are talking about here. So, the Tree of Life is 500 years wide, if we would measure in those kind of years, and all the rivers from Maaseh Bereishis split from under it. We continue. Tani. So the following Gemara appears a little bit in Maseches Tainis and a little bit elsewhere as well in Pesachim. Tani. Eitz Chaim Echad Mishishim Lagan. The Eitz Chaim, which is 500 years wide, as we said, meaning the amount of time it would take a person to walk 500 years, is really 1/60th of the amount of the Gan, of Gan Eden itself. Right? Gan Eden is huge. Gan Eden is huge. And again, according to many Rishonim, maybe most Rishonim, Gan Eden is a place on earth. It's a place on earth, right? And just because we don't know where it is, it's a place on earth. And right, even with Google Maps, you know, there could be places that are unknown. There are places that are unknown to the human eye, right? Rahman al-Aslan, there was a terrible tragedy a couple of years ago that a plane was lost. And they have no idea, right? Malaysia, wherever it is. They had no idea where it went. What do you mean? We are living the technological, you know, modern world. How could you lose a plane? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, right? And Gan Eden is a place on earth. Tanya, again, Eitzayim Echem Yishishim L'Gan. The Gan, and Gan is Echem Yishishim L'Eden. It's 1/60th of Eden. The Nahar Yotzei Me'Eden L'Hashkos Es Hagan. And what about the river that goes out? So these are all 1/60th, as we'll see. Tamsis Kur Tarkav. Right, the river that goes out for L'Hashkos Es Hagan. Tamsis Kur is a very large area. Tamsis, that means if I would water a field the size of a Kur, then the runoff, Tarkav, Shoseh, the runoff would be able to water a Tarkav. That's 1/60th, if you're doing the math. It's just again reflecting that measurement. Tamsis Kush, Mitzrayim, Shoseh. And if I would water Kush, so to speak, the city of Kush, 1/60th of that is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush. The Gra takes the next two words and puts them four words later. He changes the Girsa. So let's skip those two words for now. Mitzrayim Mahalech Arba'im Yom. To walk across Egypt would take 40 days. And if Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush, and walking across Mitzrayim would be 40 days, so it's 40 days times 60. The Kush Mahalech Sheva Shanim. And therefore Kush would take 7 years, Va'od, to walk across 210 days, and that is the measurement, just saying 1/60th. What's the significance of 1/60th? 1/60th, so we know one area of halacha where 1/60th comes up, and that's bat bittel. Bittel. So if you look again in the Magid Ta'aluma, the sefer of the Bnei Yisachar on Maseches Brachas, he says on the comments on the first one, the tree of life is Echad Mishishim Lagan. Eitz Achaim symbolizes Olam Hazeh. Symbolizes living, right? That's why, right, if you live from that, eat from that tree, you would live forever in this world. Everything in Olam Hazeh is batel to the Gan Eden, right? It's 1/60th. Even if you take everything in Olam Hazeh, you'd live, the Eitz HaChayim, live forever, compared to like what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, right? Shoah Achas in Olam Haba, and that is what the 1/60th is meant to reflect us. Nira kipshuto ki kal ha'ochel me'etz hazeh yiyeh b'chayim ba'olam hazeh. V'hinei etz hazeh echad mishishim b'gan. V'kvar yadata ki bitul atam hu b'shishim. L'horos ki ein erech l'chayi olam hazeh neged chayi hagan. U'batel taimo l'gamrei. V'lo yechashiv l'klum kol tanugi olam hazeh neged achayim v'atanug shabagan v'chein me'hagan l'ha'eden. And it keeps going, so we can't even fathom as it gets bigger and going more towards the 60 measurement. Okay, we continue. The Rabbanan Amrin and the Rabbanan hold. Which Rabbanan? So the Haredim points out that this Rabbanan is going to argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the thickness of the Rakia, whatever that meant, when the sun goes from the early morning star, which we saw yesterday was two rays of light, when it goes from that to the dawn, it takes 50 years. It would take 50 years for a person to walk that. The Rabbanan here say that no, it would take 500 years. Right, that's longer. Where do you see that? Rabbanan Amrin, Kishnei Avos Harishonim, in Yana Diyoma, Parshas HaShavua. No, the distance would be if you add up all the years of the Avos. All the years of the Avos. Why? Because what is it? Because that's the distance from heaven to earth. Because what does the Pasuk say? We say at the end of Vahaya, L'man Yirmi Yimechem Ve'venechem, Al Ho'adav Asher Nishma Hashem L'Avoseichem, L'Aseis L'Hem, right? Nishma Hashem L'Aseichem, Kimei Hashemayim Al Aretz. Like we compare the two phrases of the years of our forefathers, Kimei Hashemayim Al Aretz, like the days of the heaven over the earth, which is, if you do the math, Kimei Hashemayim Al Aretz, if you add up the 175 years of Abraham, the 180 years of Yitzchak, the 147 years of Yaakov, we get 502. 502. And therefore, that's why it's 500 years. So ask all the Mefarshim, what happened with those extra 2 years? Right, what do you mean it's 500 years? So if you really want it to be exactly equal, what happened to those extra 2 years? So the Sefer Charedim and the Rosh Tzir Leo said, you round off. You know, often in Chazal you find it's a little bit, we're not talking about a gematria, right? So you round off a little bit. That's what the Rosh Tzir Leo says. Ushtei Shanim Lo Kachashiv, it didn't mention those two. But if you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, no, the first 2 years, Avraham didn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet. Right, according to all the different days, when did Avraham recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Either at 3 or at 40, the Rambam says, or at 48. Others say, right, or at 50. Right, others say that Avraham Avinu 52. Avraham Avinu was born in 1948 on the Jewish calendar, so the year 2000 was the year he was 52. So some say he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu then. How do you know that a remez? That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the world's going to be 6,000 years, first 2,000 years Tohu, second 2,000 years Torah, and the next 2,000 years Yemos HaMashiach. What happened at year 2000? The year 4,000, anything happened at the year 4,000? So some say the Marsha says, the Torah Tamima says, that's around the year the Mishnah was written. So that's around the year 4,000. What happened around the year 2000? So, you know, Torah started. So the Mefarshim explained, that's when Avraham Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the year 2000. He was 52 years old. So again, but some say he was 3, right? There were many different ages. Or my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig said often that, you know, there doesn't have to be a machlokus. There were different stages of his spiritual development. But it started at 3. I think I mentioned last week in the Parshas year. That's why he made a Suda Biyomi Gomel as Yitzchak, because that's when Yitzchak became 3, and that's when you start focusing on, at least the Avos, focus on Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Rav Chagadetsky says, Ubei Shanim Shal Avraham Einam in Aminyin Cheshben Dil Gimel Shanim Hikir Ezbaro. So it doesn't count as a year if we don't know Kadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't count as a year. Okay, we continue. Ukeshem Shebeina Aretz L'Rakia Mahalech Chamesh Be'oshana. Just like this, 500 years between heaven and earth, kach bein rakia l'rakia, malach hamesh me'os shana. Also, between each rakia, between each of the 7 rakias, the distance is of 500 years. Va'ovyo, we'll get back to that, but let's first read a little more. Va'ovyo malach hamesh me'os shana. And the thickness of each rakia, between each one is 500 years, and the thickness of each one is 500 years. Uma chamis meimar ovyo shal rakia malach hamesh me'os shana. Where do you get that from? The thickness of Amar Rebbe Bun Yehi Rakia Beso Chamayim. The Rakia, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Rakia, the Shemayim, the Rakia should be between the water, Yehi Rakia Betavech. And we think it should be right in the middle. Right in the middle. So if you're separating between the waters and the lower waters, the Rakia to the lower waters is 500 years, because we just said that. That's the to earth. So it's in the middle. So if it's in the middle, it must be 500 years above. And if it's in the middle, the assumption is that it is also the same kind of distance. Says the Charedim, Chamesh Meos Lamata Hemenu, V'Chamesh Meos Lamala Hemenu, V'Rakhi Asmo, Tavech, in the middle, Chamesh Meos, that's how we understand these psukim, B'Soch HaMayim. It's between 500 and it is 500. If you look in the Gemara, Maseches Chagiga in the Bavli, remember the Gemara there talks about the different levels of Rakia. The Gemara there on Yud Beis Amid Beis says that there are really seven levels of heavens. Vilon, Rakia, Shechakim, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, Aravos. And the Gemara goes through what happens in each one, right? In each of these celestial spheres. Again, it's maybe some of the lower ones are physical, are more physical, but as they get higher, they don't seem to be physical. But the Gemara then on the next Amud, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses the blasphemy of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to go up to the Elyon, right? A pasuk in Yeshayo. Alel b'mosai av adam el Elyon. Yosef the Baskel v'yamra. Baskel goes out to Nebuchadnezzar and says, really? You're going to go up? Rasha ben Benoshal Nimrod Arasha. You Rasha, son of a Rasha, grandson of Nimrod. Shemrid kol olam kulo olam malchuso. Nimrod, who was Mamrid, right? And he caused the whole world to rebel. Let's go through this a little bit. Kamash nosef shal adam, how much does the average person live? 70 years. Meshach shal shivim shana. Vivik rosh shmanim shana. So you're a gibor, I'll give you 80. Right? V'alom in aras ala rakia, to get from the aras ala rakia, 500 years. Right, as what we just said. Va'av yashar rakia, and the thickness of the rakia, chamesh me'o shana. And between every rakia of a rakia, l'malaman, right, there's 500. And above that is the chayos hakodesh, ragli hachayos, and the feet of the chayos, which are one level of malachim. The Rambam talks about 10 levels of malachim in Ilchas Yisodei HaTorah. Right, the legs are keneged kulam, is keneged, whatever that means, the amount of years that it would take, just the leg to walk across, keneged the rest of the distance. Karsule achayos, the ankles of the chayos keneged kulam. Shoke achayos, the thighs. Rechuve achayos, yarche achayos, go through all of them. Gufe achayos, savari, the necks of the chayos. Rashi achayos, karne achayos, the heads and the horns. Lamala mehen, kisei kavod. Ragli kisi akavet keneged kulam, kisi akavet keneged kulam. Melech kel chay vekayem raman isa shochen alehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's atop. V'yata marta alav amasei avad amal elyon. And you say you're going up? Nebuchadnezzar, who are you kidding? Ach el sheol turat. You're going down. You're not going up. The Baskel says to Nebuchadnezzar. So talk about the Rakia as it comes up here in Maseches Chagiga as well. Just one detail. Right, the Baskel started off by saying, you son of a Russia, you grandson of a Russia from Nimrod. So Tosfos deals with, was Nimrod really his grandfather? Was Nimrod Nebuchadnezzar's grandfather? Says Tosfos, no. Lav dafka, shahare Cush yalad es Nimrod. We're talking about Cush. Cush had Nimrod. V'lo matzinu oso Russia mizera Cush. We don't find that Nebuchadnezzar comes from Cush. So it can't be that there is a biological relationship. Ella al shem maisav shemalach gamhu b'shinar. They're connected through their actions. They're not connected biologically. That's Tosfos, which might relate to a thought that was said many generations later, after Tosfos, about 800 years later, in Brisk. Right? What thought said Reb Chaim Soloveitchik? The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Chamishi, there's a mitzvah asay to be machrim the Shiva Amamim, the seven nations. The seven nations, we know, to hachrim tachrimim, to go into Eretz Yisrael, or offer them to leave, but you can live in any place in the entire world. Just this spot is not for Ovi Avodah Zarah. So, you have the mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim. Says the Rambam, the kfar avdu v'avad zichram, but that mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. If somebody comes over to me and says, hi, I'm a prezi, right? There's no mitzvah for me to do anything because I don't have to trust them, right? It says, Sancherev was Mevalba Kala Umos, and therefore there is no longer those nations. Prezi, Kani, all of those. But then the very next halacha, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah I say to destroy Amalek. La'abe zera Amalek. Shene emar, timche zecher Amalek. Whether they lizkar tamid, maisav aram, etc. The Rambam does not end that halacha, v'kfar avdu v'abad zichram. Doesn't say there, and this mitzvah doesn't apply anymore today. So Lamaisa doesn't apply because we don't have a Bezdim, we don't have a Melech, but he doesn't say V'kfar Avad Zichram. Why not? So explains Rev Soloveitchik, Rev Chaim, I heard this B'Shem Rev Chaim, that's how it's written, quoted, there are two types of Amalek. There's biological Amalek and halachic Amalek. Biological Amalek is biological Amalek. That's not around anymore. Halachic Amalek is any nation that has as part of their charter to destroy the Jewish people, that the Jewish people do not have a right to exist. They have the status of Amalek. And halachically, the mitzvah, again, the mitzvah does not apply l'maisa today. Does not apply, and we daven for the day that it should not apply l'maisa because everybody should live in peace. As the Gemara says that, Ein bein olam hazeh olam haba, el shibud malchi is bovad. That won't be when Mashiach comes, all the nations will get along, and there won't be any anti-Semitism, v'chulu. But maybe this Reb Chaim is linked to that Tosfos in Chagiga, that Nebuchadnezzar and Nimrod are linked through their ma'isim. They're not linked through their biology, the same idea. Okay, we continue talking about Ma'isa Bereishis. Rav Amar, once we're talking about the Rakia, Lachim hayu shamayim biyom harishon. The first day, the heavens were moist and they were dripping, right? They weren't congealed and solid yet. Ubisheni karshu, on the second day they congealed. When Hashem says, Yikavu amayim, and Yihi yishamayim, Yihi rakia b'soch amayim, right? That's what the Bali Musar say. That Yir Shamayim, what's Yir Shamayim? Yir like the Shamayim has. The Shamayim hasn't moved since HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed at it and said, Yikavu amayim, and Yihi rakia b'soch amayim. It's still shaking and hasn't moved. So that's what Yir Shamayim, right? Why Yir Hashem, I understand. Why Yir Shamayim, right? What's in heaven? Hashem's in heaven, so that's a thought. Rav Amar Yihi Rakia. Rav says, when Hashem says Yihi Rakia, it means Yechazek HaRakia. It should become strong. Yikrash HaRakia. It should become congealed. Yiklat HaRakia. Yimatach HaRakia. It should be spread out. Amar Reb Yehuda. The Sefer Haredim says Reb Yehuda is arguing, Ben Pasi, arguing on the previous Shita of Rav. See the Sefer Haredim. Palagad Rav. V'savar deviyom rishon nivra tipa achas bovad. No, the first day, there was only one drop. It wasn't the whole rakia that was just not solid yet. There was only one drop. Ubisheni nispashten. On the second day, it was spread out. Ula osa tipa levada kara shemayim al shema asin. And that drop was called shemayim based on what it was going to be. What's the musar of that? The potential of the whole shemayim was in this one drop. And it's already called its potential. Because that's how we need to recognize within ourselves the potential. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Yei aseh kimin matlis harakia. No, it was a drop, and then it was spread out. Heich ma da'at Amar, like the phrase used. Where else do you find rakia in the Torah? Vayiraku es pachei hazav v'gomer. When they made for the Mishkan, they made trays. Flat trays of gold. You see the word yiraku, and that's from the word rakia. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, Av Yosha Rakia Kishtei Etzpa'ayim. The thickness of the Rakia is only two little finger breaths, right? Pashtus is against all the other days that we saw, that the Rakia takes 500 years to traverse. But b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, it's very thin. Milsad Rabbi Chanina Pliga. And Rabbi Chanina's opinion argues on the following, right? The Amar of Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Tarkia imo lashchakim, a pasuk in Eov, right? It should be spread out like the heavens. Chazakim kirei mutzak, strong like a mirror, right? Made out of molten lead. So we darshan, excuse me, the pesukim. Tarkia malamed sheinasuyin katas. Tarkia, the word rakia in there, you see it was made like the tas, like we just said before, like spread out. Yachol sheinan bria, and you might think that it's so thin that how strong can it be? If you have something very thin, it's bendable. Tamalomar chazakim. No. It's very strong. Yachol shein nisrapin. You might think, well, maybe it started off strong, but over time, things, get worn out. Tamalomar kari mutzak. No, like a strong mirror. Bechol shah v'shah nearing mutzakim. Always, continuously, it never gets worn out. It never gets softer as it goes. We mentioned, this comes up here, but we mentioned in the Parsha here on Wednesday night, the thought of Rav Zevin, which exactly connects to this idea. Rav Zevin says that really everything in this world has a certain amount of time, and over time it softens and it gets worn out. Every single thing in life, a person exists for a certain amount of time and then gets worn out, an animal, a tree, even this table, over in 1,000 years, this table's going to be here, it'll probably get worn out and disintegrate at some point. Everything, a rock, a mountain, right? Rav Zevin says in Parshas Emor, Kol davar nimsa ba'olam ein lo kiyum nitzchi. Everything in the world, kol davar hu hove v'nifsad, nivra v'haya v'asili batel mimitziuso. Right? Except for one thing. One thing has no meshech zman, and that's time itself. Time has no time. Because the second it's here, it's gone. And can't grab it. The present becomes the past in a second. So the only thing in life that has no time is time itself. But then says Rav Zevin, ironically, the only thing that we can take with us forever is time. If we fill up our time with Torah and mitzvahs and chesed, so that comes with us. And what does it say in this week's parasha? Avram Zakein Baba Yamim. He came with all of his days. Avram Zar came with his days. He came with all of his moments. So I'm just going to add now, based on our Gemara, that's all regarding this world. But regarding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, you don't have to say it runs out and it lessens. The sun and the moon, as we're about to see, the sun is just as it was in Maaseh Bereishis. I don't think the sun getting old, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right, our great friends and brothers-in-law, are also in the Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Benoeg Sheba Olam Adam Oteach Oel. In the world, when a person puts up a tent, Al Yedei Shoes Rafa, over time it gets softer and weaker. Bram Hacha Vayim Tachim Kol Hashaves Uksiv Chazakim. Hashem's tent, Hashem's creations don't get weaker and softer over time. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish says Benoeg Sheba Olam Adam Noseich Kalim. Our Lashon is Noseich from the word Nisach, pours out. When you make a kli out of molten lead, so then it gets molten metal, then you pour it. Al Yedei Shoes Humal Lechaluda. Over time, it gets rusty. Bram Hacha Kri Mutzak. No, it's like a strong mirror. B'chol Shav Shah He Nirin Kishasi Sikasan. It appears as it did in the first moment. The world does not age, right? The world does not age. The world is strong as it's been, as it was, right? One of the, again, a big topic, but one of the approaches of the age of the world, right? You look in a tree and the tree has, I don't know, millions of rings or more than 5,783 rings, right? So one of the ways is that if you think about Maaseh Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, were all the trees tiny little saplings, right? Were all the trees, were all the animals babies? Like only when Hashem created an elephant, it was a baby elephant and a baby giraffe? No, it might make sense. Hashem created a beautiful, perfect world, a mature world. Hashem created a mature giraffe. Hashem created a mature lion. Hashem created a mature tree. When Hashem created the world, it was already a mature world. So the tree had a million rings when it was created. So that's one of the ways that it's strong and like alluded to, again, connected to this line, that the world continues as strong as it was from the first day. Rabbi Azariah Omar al-Hadarei Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Azariah added to what Reish Lakish just said. What's the very next pasuk? Right after Vayechulu, Ela told us Hashemayim. Right, these are the toldos of Shemayim Ba'aretz Bihi Baram, and the Rashi Elio points out that that pasuk has nothing to do with what follows it. So even though we have Perek Beis, right, which is the prakim were made by non-Jews, right, but he says this has nothing to do with what follows it, so it probably has to do with what preceded it. That Ela, what preceded it is Maaseh Bereishis. V'chima inyan zeh eitzel zeh. What does one have to do with the other? Ella, it must be that yom nechnas v'yom yotzei. One day comes and a day goes. Shabbos nechnas v'shabbos yotzei. A week comes, a week goes. Chodesh nechnas v'chodesh yotzei. Shana nechnas v'shana yotzei. And time goes on. And yet, v'ksiv Ela told us, Shemayim v'ares b'hi baram. B'yom asosha Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. Right, the told us of Shemayim v'ares are exactly as it were at the time of Maaseh Bereishis, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw in the Yefei Mara, right in the back, one of the classic Mefarshim, he discusses why are all of these given? Because he says, because each of them have to do with another cosmological reality. Because a day, we know, is right a rotation when right the different parts of the earth see the sun, one complete rotation. And a month is a complete rotation involving the moon. And a year is a complete rotation involving, right, where the sun is and where the earth is. I'm not sure about the week, right, because the week there is no cosmological reality, right? That's what they quote. That's the Raya of Maaseh Bereishis. Why is a week a week? Right, they say a couple hundred years ago, man, the French Revolution, they tried to make a 10-day week. Didn't work. Why does everybody agree it's a 7-day week? Where did that come from? It comes from Maaseh Bereishis, but it's not based on anything physical and cosmological in the world, but either way, he says that's what each of these reflect. Ad sof Hashemah Rishona, Rabosa, we're back to the first Mishnah. The first time in here, Shas Yerushalmi, that we're commenting back on the Mishnah. So, Ad sof Hashemah Rishona, when is the, since we spoke about the first line, until the end of the first watch, right? That's what the crying for Kriya Shema. So Rebbe Omer, now some of this might be familiar from the Bavli, Arba Ashmuros Vayom, Va'ab Ashmuros Balayla. Rebbe holds there are four, the night and the day are each separated into four. So therefore, the end of the first watch would be one quarter of the night, according to Rebbe. The Gra adds in one phrase here, Sha'a Echad Michav Dalet Bayom. An hour is 124 day. Ha'ona, in Ona, all of these words are going to mean certain amounts of time. In Ona is 1/24 of an hour. Ha'es, echad, me'asun ba'arba la'ona. Harega, echad, me'asun ba'arba la'es. Kamahu harega, and you keep getting smaller and smaller. How much is the rega? Rebrechia, b'shem, rebichaba, amar, kedei la'omra. Enough to say the word rega. Rega. Right, that's the amount of time that a rega is. Rabbanan amrin, no. Harega karafayin, it's even less. Terrifying, the blink of an eye. That's less than the amount of time that it takes to say the word rega. So it keeps getting smaller. Tani Shmuel, harega hu echan mechameshas ribo v'sheshas alafim v'shmona meos arbaim v'shmona l'sha. Okay, a very tiny little amount of time. That is what a rega is. If you remember the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara and also Avodah Zarah, I think, that Bilam knew exactly when that rega was every hour. And he was going to curse the Jews exactly at that moment and be successful. And the Gemara asked, like, what could he say? Or Tosfos asked, what could he have said at that? Tosfos says in Brachos Daf Zayin, what could he have said at that moment? So Tosfos says, 2 days, claim, right, destroy them. Or he could have started talking at that moment, and then he could have continued, because as long as he started at that moment. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Tefillah says, oh, maybe that's a remez too. As long as you start davening in the Zman, even if you finish after the Zman, it is okay. That's against the other poskim that are quoted that, no, so Sman Kriya Shema, you have to finish Kriya Shema by the end of the Zman. But that's quoted by, because Bilam knew that moment. But the Gemara says that Hashem didn't get angry the whole time. That's the chesed, not even at that moment that he often would get angry. Rabbi Nasan Amar Shalosh, Rabbi Nasan argues on Rabbi, it says, no, there are three watches. Varosh Ashmuros Hatichona. It says, as the Pasuk says, the beginning of the middle watch. There's got to be an odd number if there's a middle watch. That's why it's three. Rabbi Zrika and Rabbi Ami b'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Taima the Rebbe. What's the reason that Rebbe says four? Chatzos v'ilakum lahodos l'chamish b'deitzid kecha. Because David Melech says, I get up in the middle of the night, and it says v'ksiv kadmu einai ashmuros. I woke up before watches, plural. So if he gets up in the middle of the night and he wakes up before two watches, then there must be four watches in the night. Rabbi Chizki Amar Rabbi Zrika and Rebbe ba chad Amar Taima the Rebbe v'charina Amar Taima the Rebbe Nasan. Right, one of them said the reason for Rebbe. One of them, acharina is like from the word acharina, right, the aleph missing. Rebbe Nasan. Man, tamar, tama, de Rebbe. What's the reason for Rebbe, as we said before? Chatzos, laila. Uman, to amar, tama, de Rebbe Nasan, rosh, hashmuros, hatichona. So now, what does each opinion do with the other one's pasuk? My Mekayim, Rebbe Nasan, Taima, Rebbe, Chatzos, Laila. Rebbe Nasan, who says there are three watches. What does he do with Rebbe's? Chatzos, Laila. He gets up at midnight and it's in front of two watches? No. Pa'amim chatzos laila u'pa'amim kadmi in ashmuros. It means, doesn't mean you have to put the two psukim together, but sometimes David woke up chatzos laila, which is by the middle one, and there's only three, but sometimes kadmi in ashmuros, he would wake up even earlier after the first watch, even though there are only three. When did David HaMelech wake up earlier? And when did he wake up later at chatzos? Chatzos was later. Ha ba ezet zad. It depends how big of a dinner he had the night before. When he had all the kings over and he was up late, so he woke up a little later. Chatzos laila. When he ate by himself and he could get to sleep earlier, so then kadmei inai ashmuros. That is fascinating. David HaMelech was a human being too, and sometimes he had to have state dinners and have all the kings that come over and deal with politics. So he was up a little later. So he set his alarm for a little bit later. A little bit later. David HaMelech. Mikol makom, but still, he didn't wake up late. Lo havi shachra asya umishach leDavid damech. David was never sleeping when it became the morning, right? If he woke up early, that was after the first watch, and when he woke up late, he woke up at chatzos. Hu shaDavid amar, and that's what David says: Ura kvodi, ura hanevo v'chinar, aira shachar. I wake up the morning, as the Gemara darshens. Itar yikari minkumi ikra devari. My own kavod wakes up before the kavod of my Creator. Iyakri lo chashiv klum. My own kavod is nothing. Min kadam iyakri debri. Considering the kavod of my Creator. Aira shachar. Ana havinam or shachra. I wake up the morning. Shachra lo havim orali. The morning doesn't wake Miyab. Vayitzro makatro, go. And sometimes in bed, the Yitzhara down Al-Yadar would tell him, Vamar David, Dagacha Malach Nilos HaShachem Orin, right? All other kings, the morning wakes them up. Viat Omer Aira Shachar. Dakaja Malachim Lios Yishenim at Shalosh shows. They sleep 3 hours into the day. Viat Omer Chatzos Laila Akum. The Omer Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Yeah, that's my tzidkus. That's so to speak. What a schus for me. A schus for me. David HaMelech was not a Gabal Gaiva. I mean, just read the psukim in Navi, right? Read Tehillim. Ani Tolas Velo Ish, right? Read David HaMelech all the psukim. So, but he's just saying that yes, he takes this, he works hard on this, and he's able to try to do his best. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue.